Good afternoon.
大家下午好。
It's a great privilege for us today in our church to have special guests from the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada.
我们今天下午非常的荣幸，我们从加拿大福音联盟请的我们的主席Pastor Bruce Clemenger.
And Evangelical Fellowship of Canada is your voice and mine in the highest levels of leadership in our country.And in our courts.
我们的这个加拿大福音联盟呢，是代表众多的教会，为我们来发声，也在我们的这个最高的法院当中呢，多次的为我们这个福音派的基督徒来诉讼。
And our speaker today is the president of Evangelical Fellowship of Canada, Mr. Bruce Clemenger.
我们今天特别欢迎我们将要上台的这位我们的 Pastor Bruce Clemenger， 是我们加拿大福音联盟的主席。我们感谢赞美主。
Amen.
Amen.
Good afternoon.
下午好。
I bring you greetings. Thank you. I bring you greetings in the name of Jesus Christ from our staff and the affiliates of the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada.
我们从耶稣基督，我们也在我们加拿大福音联盟，也还有很多跟我们一起合作的伙伴，我们一起在主里问大家平安。
It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
我非常的感恩能够与大家一起。
Happy April.
四月快乐啊。
I actually grew up in this area.
其实我在这区里面长大了。
I went to high school at A.Y. Jackson.
我在 A.Y. Jackson 的高中上课。
I was raised at the Avenue Road Church, which became Bayview Glen at Bayview and Steeles.
我也在 Bayview Glen 这个教会一起长大。
I was dedicated, baptized, and married at Bayview Glen.
我在Baby Glen 这个教会里面长大，结婚，还有我的小孩都在那里成长。
I went to university here in graduate school.
我在这里本地读大学，也晋升了在硕士班。
And then I moved to Ottawa to open up our office in Ottawa for EFC.
跟着因为神的呼召，我就在渥太华就开办了我们这个的福音联盟的办公室。
Now once when I was studying in Toronto here, they actually closed the university in the first week of April because of snow.
那我记得我在多伦多读大学的时间呢，有一次在四月第一周里边呢就关闭了大学。
But this is the second week of April.
这是一个第二周四月还是关闭啊。
I live on a small farm near Ottawa.
我在渥太华一个小的农场里边现在住。
And usually every year with my daughters, we tap the trees for maple syrup.
我在每年的四月份呢，我跟着女儿呢一起在这个枫树当面呢，就收取这个的枫叶。
But when the trees start to bud, the sap becomes bitter and you can't use it.
我们知道这个枫树开始在长枝芽的时间呢，你那个时候不能吃那个枫浆啊，那个是苦的。
And this year, even the maple trees are confused.
今年呢，连这个枫树呢，都有点搞不清楚了。
But spring is coming.
但是呢，春天已经到了。
And so is the Lord.
耶稣基督也快来了。
So let's be busy about serving our Lord in our country.
我们在这个季节提醒我们应该要为主多发热心。
We have two offices, one's in Richmond Hill, Leslie, between Major Mac and 16th.
我们的机构里面有两个的办公室，我们的总部是在 Leslie 跟 Major Mac.
We have another office in Ottawa that's a few blocks from Parliament Hill and from the Supreme Court.
我们在另外一个办公室在渥太华，就离我们的国会山庄大概有几公里左右。
And we have a variety of resources for you in the back.
我们在外廊里边呢，有许多的这些的杂志，还有这些书籍供大家去参考。
We have a newsletter called Canada Watch, which tells you what we're busy doing.
Canada Watch 这份的杂志呢，大家可以拿取。我们知道呢，在 EFC 里边现做的是什么样的事工。
And we publish two magazines, Faith Today and Love Is Moving.
我们还有另外两份的杂志，就是 Faith Today， 还有另外一份的，我们就是讲到我们现今基督徒要面对的这些的问题。
And Love Is Moving is particularly focused at young people.
Love Is Moving 呢，这个就是我们在年轻人特别要关心，待会儿大家可以在外廊里面领取。
We brought some of our booklets along. We've done booklets recently on the issue of pornography and on euthanasia and palliative care.
我们特别为这些现在社会里面非常热门的这些题目，比如说色情的泛滥呢，还有呢，我们对于这个安乐死方面呢，我们都有一些特别的著作给大家来公考。
And we have some books for sale written by Brian Sill, who's the former president of the EFC and now working with the World Evangelical Alliance.
还有好些很好的书呢，我要介绍给大家，因为这是我们前面的这个 EFC 的主席，也是我们前天道的校长 Brian Stuller 他所写的。
We have a weekly email update which lists the key things we're busy at that week.
另外大家也可以去领取这样的一个从电邮里面得到的每周的消息。
So it's the best way to keep track of what we're doing and pray for us.
领取电邮呢也是大家可以在外廊里边去申请，这样子可以第一时间可以知道我们 EFC 的消息。
Finally, what we do is dependent on gifts of people like yourself.
最后呢我们也要提到我们也需要一些的奉献的支持，就好像我们在做有兴趣奉献的一样。
So if you'd like to give a gift or maybe be a monthly supporter, there's information again back for you at the table.
如果大家心里觉得我们有感动的话，我们可以一次性的奉献，也可以在每个月的奉献当中我们扣取。
We're most grateful for your prayers and for your support.
我们当然非常的渴望，我们每个人都为我们机构来祷告。
As you heard in the video, our mandate is to bless Canada in the name of Jesus by uniting evangelicals.
EFC 的一个使命就是我们在耶稣基督里面为加拿大来祝福。
There's really five things that energize our mission.
我们做了有五样的事情是的确是为我们这个机构带来动力的。
We work together with our denominations and ministry organization affiliates to strategize about how to present the good news to Canada.
我们跟许多的基督教会一起，还有许多不同的机关，我们一起的相信，我们在福音上面研发如何更好的传福音给我们的社区。
We also figure out ways to seek how can we benefit other Canadians? How do we serve them? How do we care for the vulnerable? Care for the sick?
我们也同样的去思考，对于那些弱势的群体，还有一些不能为自己保护的人，我们怎么样去照顾他们
？So one of the things we do is we engage in research.
而我们另外一方面呢，也是在进行一些全国性的一些调查。
A few years ago, we did a major study on young people and how many were leaving the church.
我们在几年的时间，我们继续为了年轻人这方面，我们去调查，知道怎么样的因素呢，可以让他们继续留在教会当中。
We found that a key time for kids leaving the church was between high school and whatever's next.
我们知道了年轻人最容易流失的就是在这个高中到大学中间这段的时间。
So the last few months we've been engaging in a new study called Young Adult Transitions Research.
我们最近呢有一份的报告就是说这些年轻人在这个转变的时代怎么样去保持他们的信仰。
So we polled youth leaders as well as young people across Canada to find out why they left church.
我们在这个调查里面，一方面我们为到这些年轻的工作者，另外一方面呢，我们亲自为年轻人来告诉我们他们面对的是什么样的困难。
And we want to discover ways in which we can encourage young people to remain in our churches.
这份报告呢，可以贡献给我们社区的，就是我们在教会当中怎么样鼓励年轻人继续留在信仰的当中。
The second area is caring for the vulnerable.
我们第二方面要做的就是我们对这个弱势群体的照顾。
Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan teaches us that our neighbor is anyone in need.
耶稣在这个好撒玛利亚人这个比喻当中告诉我们什么是好撒玛利亚人呢？就是那些在需要当中的人。
We're especially to care for those who are unable to defend themselves.
特别是那些我们觉得他不能为自己做出任何保护的人。
This includes people that are poor, people that are homeless, elderly, the children, and others who may need our help.
特别是那些我们知道是贫穷，或者是那些无力自主，或者是那些年老，或者是年少的人。
We're commanded to love God and our neighbor as ourselves.
我们主给我们的使命，大诫命就是要爱神，也要爱人。
So one example is we help mobilize churches to receive refugees over the last couple of years.
所以呢，我们过去也是呼召了不少的教会呢，对于这些的难民，我们去接纳他们。
We're also working hard to expose people who are working in the sex trade.
我们也让这个教会呢能够知道一下呢，在这个性交易或者贩卖性奴这些的方面里边，他的最新的消息。
And care for those who are being abused.
为到这些受到虐待的人呢，去关心他们。
Third, the sanctity of human life.
第三方面呢是照顾那些生命的尊贵。
We believe we're all created in God's image, and we enjoy special fellowship with God for our entire life.
我们所知道的呢，人是按照上帝的形象所造，而这个目的呢，是让人跟神有一个亲密的关系。
We seek to protect human life from conception through natural death.
我们说要保护人的生命的尊严，就是从他的受孕开始，一直到人的死去。
It's a particularly difficult issues these days, especially now that medically assisted dying is partially legal.
我们知道了现在这个议题呢特别来的困难，因为呢这种的医疗协助的自杀呢已经在加拿大里边立案了。
And the unborn have no legal protection.
对那些还在胎中的这些的婴儿们呢，他们一点保障都没有。
So pray for us that we'll be an effective voice for those who are suffering and those who are yet to be born.
所以为我们祷告，我们就是为了这些不能为自己申辩的人，我们去为他们申诉。
Next, family and community.
第三方面，我们就是为到这个家庭还有社区方面来努力。
We recognize that God instituted marriage and family as God's basic building block for human society.
我们知道呢，一个社会里面的基石就是我们所说到的这些的婚姻和家庭。
And we're convinced that healthy marriages and families contribute to the well-being of our society.
我们知道一个社区的健康和安宁呢，是取决于一个健康和好的一个婚姻跟家庭。
So we've long been an advocate for the biblical understanding of marriage between one man and one woman.
我们经常累月的总没有变更的，就是我们对这个婚姻的定义，就是在一男一女的身上。
And we've been active in supporting and defending the rights of families to instruct and raise their children.
我们也为到我们应该有的这些的权利，就是父母在这个家庭当中呢，如何抚养子女这个基本权利，我们去征战。
We're also advocates for the practice of adoption and fostering to support those kids that don't have a forever home.
我们另外呢，也为到那些领养啊、收养和代养这些的议题呢，我们也去争辩。
Finally, we've been very active in the area of religious freedom.
最后一方面呢，我们就是为到这个信仰的自由，我们去。
We believe that living out our religious beliefs includes the freedom to gather, to worship, to do good works, and pass on our faith to others.
我们知道信仰自由这个方面是包含了什么呢？它就包含了这个信仰当中，我们可以自由的表达，也可以自由的在任何的时间来敬拜。
True religious freedom is not only to hold religious beliefs, but to live them out without fear of discrimination.
信仰的自由也包含了我们能够信我们所相信的，也能够活出在一个毫无惧怕的当中，在这个社会里面活出信仰。
We have a long track record of public engagement in Parliament and with the judicial system.
我们也有一些实战的一些的经历除了在这个我们的国会山庄，还有在最高法院，我们都替这些的议题来争辩过。
This past fall, we appeared before two different parliamentary committees on the issue of religious freedom.
去年呢，我们就为到这些自由的敬拜还有信仰的自由，我们去在国会山庄去打过这个仗。
And in the past 20 years, we've been in the Canadian courts over 60 times.
我们在过去的这么多年的历史，我们一共有60次在这个加拿大的法院里面送诉过。
And 30 of those, over 30 of those have been before the Supreme Court of Canada.
在这60个里边呢，其中有30次呢，我们是到的最高法院里面去争辩。
We're in the Supreme Court twice last November on issues of religious freedom.
我们就在去年11月里边呢，就在最高法院里边呢，已经有两个议题在争辩。
Let me talk about just a couple of the issues we're grappling with.
我们刚才只提到我们所做的工作里边的一点点。
As you know, Trinity Western University is a Christian and evangelical institution that wants to develop a law school.
我们之前所认识到在 BC 省里边的这个 Trinity Western School 呢，就是他们要有一个的基督教的法学院这个事情。
And even though the Federation of Law Societies agreed that they could produce good lawyers,
我们相信呢，在这样的一个基督教背景里边的法学院呢，是能够产生一些品质很好的律师。
Three law societies, Nova Scotia, Ontario, and BC, refused to accredit them because they didn't like their covenant.
但是呢，在 Nova Scotia、BC 跟 Ontario 里面呢，很不幸的，这些的这些的律师工会呢，就不认同他们这样的做法。
Now, Trinity Western's covenant is very broad. It encourages students to treat others with respect and dignity.
我们知道这个。原本要开始的这个法学院里边呢，它有很好的一些的公约，就是让这些就读的学生呢，能够在大家彼此的尊重一些种族之间的和谐都有一些的契约。
And it also asks the students to refrain from sexual activity outside of the man-woman marriage.
它这些对法学院的学生呢，同样的公约也约束了他们在婚前还有在婚外的这些的性生活。
It was that last part that the law societies objected to.
所以呢，就是刚才我们所说到对于性这个方面呢，所以这些其他的这些律师工会呢就不认同那么做这样做。
They did not agree with the moral vision of Trinity Western.
他们的对这些TWU 这个大学里面的法学院呢，对他们这样的公院呢非常不可理解，他们不认同。
So court actions were launched in three provinces and culminated at the Supreme Court last November and December.
所以呢，我们在这个法律的诉讼的中间呢，就是在去年十一月里边，我们就开始这个征战。
If the Supreme Court rules against Trinity Western, it may not just affect their law school.
那如果这个法庭最后宣判，就是说他们这个的法学院是申诉失败的话呢，有很严重的一个后果。
The question is whether it's legitimate for government bodies to withhold benefits or recognition from institutions that have covenants.
那这样呢，会引起呢以后对于有基督教或者是有特别价值观这些法学院里面呢，申请到这些的补助呢，这个政府里面可能会不给予这个支持。
The Canadian Bar Society actually argued that if it's okay to withhold accreditation for law school, it's also okay to withhold charitable status.
我们知道呢，这样的一个诉讼如果失败了之后呢，它不但是对于这样的一个毕业的人他们的这个执照可能是不给发予，可能呢对那个机构里边的一个非牟利的一个这个登记呢也会不给予这个支持。
I pray for the judges because the decision will be coming down soon.
我们为到这些的法官来祷告，因为这样的一个判决很快就来到。
We're also working with many organizations to try to convince the government to change their position on the Canada Summer Jobs Program.
我们现在正在做的一件事情，就是游说我们在政府当中对一些非牟利的机构呢不给予我们这些暑期学生的补助。
Every year, churches and camps and ministries apply to the government for grants to enable them to hire students for summer ministry.
每年我们加拿大里边呢，都有一些的非牟利的机构，是为了他们这些的暑期学生呢，来他们工作，给他们予补助的。
This year the government added a requirement that the organization attest to a number of things, including reproductive rights and including values and rights that aren't listed.
我们知道了，今年政府呢，特别是施压了给这些非牟利的机构，要他们认同政府已经通过这些的关于比如说性别这些同性还有对生命尊严这些的价值观，一定要这些机构来认同，才可以拨给我们的补助。
We've talked to the minister, actually met with the minister a few weeks ago, and she refuses to back down.
我们知道教育局相关的部门，他已经推却了我们这样的一个诉求。
So it looks like the next step may be having to take the government to court.
我们下一步呢，就可能把这个事情就带到法庭里面说吧。
The last example is we're involved in a court challenge to the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario.
我们还有一个特别的案例，就是我们在医学或者是这些医疗人员的当中呢，给他们一些不方便了。
They're requiring doctors to provide an effective referral for procedures that may violate the conscience of the doctor.
我们知道呢，现在安省或者是政府里边呢，给予这些的医生呢，要强制他们要介绍给一些的专科呢，这些专科所做的这个工作呢，是跟这个医生持守的价值观呢是不一样的。
This would include practices like assisted suicide and abortion.
好像是要转介这些如果是堕胎或者是帮他自杀，这些医生都不可以抗拒政府的命令的。
So given what we do, you won't be surprised if.To understand that EFC are firm believers that Christians should get involved in politics.
讲到这些一切，我们知道 EFC 里面呢是非常强调跟我们基督徒一同同心的。
But too often Christians think that the only ways to get involved is either to become a candidate yourself or to vote.
但是基督徒相反来说呢，我们觉得是不是要参与这个政治，是不是要成为政治里边一个人物，我们才说是有影响力呢
？To only be involved every 4 years.
可能是四年只参与一次，这样够吗？
And these are things to be encouraged, but there's other ways to become politically involved.
当然我们也鼓励我们基督徒参政，但是有其他的方式我们可以影响政治。
And there's one thing that each and every one of us can be involved in, whether as individuals or as churches.
说到底，其实我们每一个人今天都可以参与在政治这个议题当中。
In the portion of scriptures read earlier, Paul introduces us to the most important politically focused thing we can do.
我们刚才读的圣经里面也是保罗教导我们在基督徒怎么样面对这个政治议题里面是最积极的一种方法。
That is prayer.
就是祷告。
So in the minutes remaining, I want to highlight three basic principles from the text, 1 Timothy 2.
所以在这个信息的当中，我们支取了三种的原则。
First, prayer is the Christian's first priority.
第一呢，就是祷告是我们基督徒的优先的顺序。
If you have the text in front of you, verse 1, Paul says, I urge you then, first of all, that prayers be made for everyone.
保罗在提摩太前书第二章第一节说，我劝你第一要为万人来恳求。
Now, sometimes it's easy to forget or get into the habit of treating prayer as merely a preamble to something else that we're about to do.
我们经常可能就把祷告变成一个好像是一个开场白一样，就说了就算了。
Something we do before we eat, before we have a meeting, before we go to bed.
好像说饭前祷告，或者临睡觉之前坐在旁边这么说一句。
Now, I think it's important to pray before we eat, before we have a meeting, before we go to bed.
那当然，我们在用餐之前，我们睡觉之前，我们重要的，我们就是要祷告。
But the wording in the text means that prayer is not merely the first of a list of things we're supposed to do.
我们祷告圣经里面的教导，不是说你们基督徒第一件要做的事情那么简单。
Rather, in the text, the phrase first of all actually means above everything else.
在这个原文的当中，他说是在一切的事情之先，你要先祷告。
And of course, prayer isn't the only thing we do.
当然，祷告不单是我们唯一要做的事。
We must work.
当然，我们要工作。
We pay our taxes.
我们要这个交税。
We worship.
我们要敬拜。
We teach our children.
我们要教我们的儿女。
We tell others about Jesus.
我们要传福音。
We care for others.
我们要照顾我们的邻舍。
And Paul says, however, I know you're very busy serving the Lord, your family, your community, and that's good.
保罗说，我们知道弟兄姐妹，你们真的很忙，在家庭，在社会当中，你们各样的照顾。
But above all else, be sure to pray.
但是不要忘记的就是第一要祷告。
God has chosen to work through the prayer of His people.
神呢，就是通过我们信徒的祷告来工作了。
As the book of James says, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
这个雅各书里面提醒我们说，义人的祷告是大有功效的。
So let us never forget that with all our efforts in strategizing and planning and working,
我们知道在一切的计划、这些的策划的当中，我们不要忘记了祷告是优先的。
It would be for nothing without prayer.
如果我们不祷告，没有事情可以发生。
So I'd ask you individually and as a prayer to pray for the EFC.
所以我们在大家的面前，我们再次的诉求，我们请求大家为我们祷告。
As we seek to be a collaborative voice for the gospel in our country.
我们希望呢，大家的福音派的朋友，我们基督徒能够联合一起为到议题来祷告。
The second thing is to pray for political authorities is good and it pleases God our Savior.
我们第二，我们知道这个祷告中间呢，我们为到在上位的人祷告是神所喜悦的。
In verse 1, Paul says to pray for everyone.
第一节保罗说是为万人恳求。
But in verse 2 becomes more specific.
那第二节呢更具体了。
He says, pray for the kings and all those in authority.
第二节说为君王和一切在位的祷告。
And he follows that up by in verses 3 and 4 by saying this kind of prayer is good and pleases God our Savior.
那第三节保罗甚至说呢，他说在救主的面前这事情祷告是可蒙喜悦的。
For God wants everyone to come into a knowledge of the truth.
因为第四节说他愿意万人得救明白真道。
What's Paul getting at here?
保罗要说什么？
Remember, Paul's writing to an audience who would clearly know who the emperor and the political authorities were.
那你知道保罗写信给当事人，他们很清楚当时所谓的君王和在上位是谁。
When Paul wrote this, the emperor is likely Nero.
我们知道当时他们的君王应该就是尼禄王。
And Nero was well known to be hostile to Christians and Jews.
尼禄王是对于这些犹太人、对基督徒是非常的残忍的。
Yet Paul, the Jewish follower of Jesus, asks, he actually implores his readers to pray for Caesar.
那竟然呢，保罗为这些的基督徒鼓励他们说，要为那个逼迫你们这个尼禄王来祷告。
Pray for the Emperor Nero.
要为到尼禄王来祷告。
Who knows? Maybe even the Emperor may come to Christ.
他说，你怎么知道你为他祷告不一定他会信主呢？
It can sometimes be tempting for us to think that we're relieved of praying for leaders that may not favor us or our beliefs.
有时候我们就好像心里很作难，就是说不想为那些不喜欢的这些的政客或者是在上位的人祷告。
Or especially pray for those leaders who deny God or even mock His reality.
特别是那些呢对神去讽刺或者是根本不认识神的人。
But Paul knows that Nero does not like Christians, yet he says, pray for him anyway.
保罗就说：“基督徒，我知道尼禄王不是你想象那样，但是你还是得为他祷告。”
We must pray privately and corporately for our prime minister, for our premiers, our mayors, our MPPs, our MPs. It's a good thing that pleases God, our Savior.
所以，对我们今天而言，我们也要为到我们的总理、我们的省长、我们其他的这些国会的代表，我们要为他们一一的代名祷告。
And why does it please God to pray for our leaders?
那为什么说我们是为这些在位的人祷告是讨神的喜悦呢？
Elsewhere in Romans 13, Paul says that the governing authorities are only there because God has instituted them.
那罗马书十三章里面说得很清楚，因为这些在上位的人是神把他摆在那个位置的。
Therefore, it seems that God is pleased when we pray for those authorities because in so doing, we acknowledge that they are under God's authority.
我们如此的祷告，为到在上位的人祷告是做什么呢？是承认神把他摆在那个位置。
And we pray for the authorities so that they would leave and govern with wisdom and guidance from God.
我们为这些在位的人祷告，是为他们有能力，能够有智慧来祷告。
We pray that they would lead the country in such a way that Christians are not, we would, as verse 2 puts it, live in peace and quietness.
我们为他们祷告一个很主要的原因，就是我们这个城市在他管辖里面的人可以得到安宁的生活。
And the more we pray this way, the more we acknowledge the sovereignty and the goodness of God.
我们要在他们的面前能够承认，也要看到呢神在我们当中的美好。
For it's God who puts these leaders in their place.
因为是神把这些人放在那个位置里边。
And the third and prime most important, pray for the political authorities, puts them in their proper place.
我们第三要为到这些在上位的人呢，在他们的位置里面做正确的事情。
Romans 13 tells us political authorities are there to act for our good.
我们知道罗马书十三章里面告诉我们说，这些人在位置是为了我们去说话的。
But sometimes they move into areas that should be left to others.
但是呢，他们有时候坐的一些的位置呢，应该来其他人对待他们做就更好。
Remember, Jesus was asked that trick question about showed a coin and said, "Who do we pay taxes to?"
你记得有一次耶稣被盘问，就是说有人说这个硬币上面这个凯撒的钱应该不应该给他呢
？And Jesus said, "Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, unto God that which is God's."
耶稣记得他的答案是什么呢？他说要给上帝是给上帝，要给凯撒给凯撒的。
And that was a trick answer.
这是一个很特别的一个答案。
Because everything belongs to God.
因为所有东西都是神的嘛。
But God has given certain things to Caesar or to the government, to the state.
那当然，耶稣的话就很特别，他就说呢，给政府你给政府的，给神的你要给神的。
But sometimes there's a temptation for those in political authority to move beyond what God has called them to do.
有时候这些在上位的人呢，他们就有一种的犹豫或试探呢，做一些他们不应该在那个位置做的东西。
There's a temptation to act as if they can solve problems they really can't solve by themselves.
有时候这些在上位的人呢，他们以为他们可以解决一些呢他们不能解决的东西。
Or they think they can determine what is right and what is wrong for people.
可能他们甚至会想，就是说我知道好与坏是我自己手里面决定。
That is why Paul goes on in verse 5 to say there's only one mediator between God and humans, and that's Jesus Christ.
所以在第五节里面说，他说在神和人中间只有一位的中保。
In light of the temptation of political leaders or governments to view themselves as a source of societal goodness, Paul says no.
对于这些的政客或者在上位的人说，有时候自己以为像神一般的那种能够分辨是非那种的政客。
There is only one source of goodness, and that is from God Himself.
保罗说，这个天下和神和人之间只有一位的中保。
As James reminds us, every good and perfect gift comes from our Heavenly Father.
我们雅各书也告诉我们说，一切上好和美好的事情都是从神来的。
And Paul reminds us there's only one person, one mediator by which we receive God's good gifts.
保罗提醒我们在神和人之间呢，只有一位中保把我们带到神之间的。
And that one person is our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray and we serve.
那一位的中保只是我们唯一一个，也是我们唯一敬拜的，就是耶稣基督。
Political authorities are placed by God under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些政客呢，是在他们应该有的位置，但是基本是在神的掌权下面。
It is to Jesus, whom God, who the Father has given all authority in heaven and on earth.
因为只有耶稣基督是把天上地下所有的权柄都交给耶稣。
Therefore, to pray for political authorities reminds us and them of their proper role.
所以，当我们为他们祷告的时间，是提醒他们，也提醒我们，他们该有的位置。
They are under Christ's sovereign rule to do what God has called them to do as political leaders.
他们应该服在上帝的权柄底下，做他们该做的事情。
Now, most political leaders I know want to work with people to make good laws and develop programs and policies.
但在上位的人都是希望为到这个人民带来福祉。
Most of them really like people.
他们也很喜欢别人。
They want to help.
他们喜欢帮助。
They want to build a better and good society.
他们希望真的把这个社区、这个社会能够建立起来。
And they have a tough job.
他们的工作非常困难。
It's very, very hard on their families.
对他们的家人特别的困难。
Not so much for Toronto, but think of being a member of parliament from Vancouver Island.
我们就离开这个多伦多，我们就想一下在渥太华国会山庄里面这些的政客。
I knew one very well who was a believer.
我知道有一个在里面工作的政客呢，他是一个基督徒。
And every Sunday, he had to figure out how to fly from Victoria to Vancouver to Toronto to Ottawa to be there for Monday.
他们每一周呢，都这个人呢，都要在不同的地方，在渥太华，在回到 BC 省啊，在 Toronto 这边去工作。
And he works long hours during the week, only to fly back to Victoria on Friday.
可这个人呢，一直在长时间的工作底下呢，只有在周末的时间才能回家见他的家人。
And then on Saturday, there's a stream of people wanting to talk to him. Most of them have complaints.
星期六呢，又有一大堆人见他干什么？去投诉嘛。
Then if he can get to church Sunday morning, he's doing well before he flies back to Ottawa.
可能呢，一碰到这个崇拜，一下子呢，他又到回到自己的家中。
The MPs work 4 weeks on and off, and then 5 weeks on and off.
这些的我们的区代表呢，是在四天的工作里边呢，然后有一个的小席，然后又继续的工作四天。
After about the fourth week, you can tell by their skin they haven't been eating well.
你看到他们四周一个月之后呢，看到整个人都瘦了。
Every night when they're in Ottawa, people are invited to receptions and feeding them finger food.
你知道他们就偶尔有人去邀请他们，就有一点点的小吃让他们尝到了。
They're away from their families, they're not eating well, they're not sleeping well.
他们除了离开了他们家人，他们吃不好也睡不好，他这些真的是很困难。
And most of what they're hearing are complaints.
然后听到的又是所有人对他们投诉。
What a great job.
工作非常的相当的好啊。
We need to pray for them and their families and their staff.
我们不但为到他们身心灵，为到他们家人也要来祷告。
My wife used to work in Parliament Hill as a staff and she knows the pressure they're under.
我的太太呢，也曾经在这个的国会山庄里边也工作过，她知道当中所谓的压力是什么。
Get to know them, meet with them, pray for them.
有机会呢，去见见他们，也为他们来祷告吧。
Pastor Sam and I were part of a group that went to Ottawa once a year to meet with the Prime Minister and senior leaders in the various parties.
陈牧师和我还有一些的教牧同工呢，每一年都有一次呢，到渥太华里边为到那些的政客来祷告。
In those meetings, the political leaders know we had no political agenda.
这些的政客跟我们见面的时间，他们知道我们不是带着政治的议题来见见他们。
Well, we had one, that was to pray for them.
我们只有一个的事情，就是为他们的祷告。
Our sole purpose was to bless them and encourage them and pray for them.
我们唯一讲的就是为他们祷告，为他们来祝福。
And sometimes they would talk to us about policy issues.
有时候他们会跟我们讲一些他们所面对这些的议题。
And we would tell them what we thought.
我们就跟他们交换意见。
But our priority was to pray for them, bless them, and encourage them.
但是我们唯一重点就是到他们的中间，为他们祷告和祝福他们。
Whenever a new prime minister is elected, I write them a letter.
然后每一个的总理上任的时候，我都会写一封信给他们。
I tell them about Romans 13 that I believe that they were put in place by God to do good.
每一个的总理上任呢，我都把罗马书十三章里边上帝对他们的心意呢，都告诉他们。
And I commit to pray for them that they would have grace and wisdom and courage to do what God has called them to do.
然后我告诉他们说，我一定会专心为你们祷告，就为到你们的智慧，为到你们的能力，为到你们所应付的一切，为你们祷告。
But however we engage with them, our first task is to pray.
我们怎么样去参与这个为他们祷告的事情，就是在每天的祷告里边落实。
And the best way to keep ourselves from being frustrated by the decisions they make if we feel they're unjust or unwise is to pray.
我们知道有时候我们对这个政治议题真的产生了不耐烦的时间，我们真的要记得我们的反应应该是祷告。
By that we remind ourselves that God has put them in the place for a certain purpose.
我们不要忘记是神把他们放在那个位置的哦。
And that God is pleased when we pray for them.
当神听到我们这样祷告，神的心就得到喜悦。
It's not to say that this is all we can do.
也不是说光是祷告我们就这么一些事情了。
Now, I don't think a church should be partisan, but you can engage in a political process and vote.
我们就说的基督徒除了每个人可以祷告之外呢，我们在这个政治里边所有的一些步骤呢，我们都可以积极的参与。
Talk about the issues to your candidates because they are there to represent you.
我们对这些的这个选举的这些的候选人呢，我们可以到他们的办公室里面跟他们谈这些的议题。
They need to hear from you so they can represent you well.
原来他们呢想听我们的意见是什么，所以他们可以更好的代表我们。
And they need to hear from you because you may have insights or understanding that they don't have when they're trying to make a decision.
有时候当我们去跟大家分享一些的情况的时间，他们有些东西呢，先连他们都看不到的。
Otherwise, they may be making a decision in a vacuum.
那你知道呢，如果没有我们的意见呢，他们就在这些真空的这个想象的当中呢去做他们的决定。
And you can also support organizations like EFC who regularly meet with politicians and make submissions to government committees.
我们这个的加拿大福音联盟经常为这些的候选人或者是这些的区代表跟他们去交谈。
These are all things we have the freedom, the privilege to be able to do in Canada.
啊，趁我们加拿大还有这样的一个自由，还有这样的特权的时间，我们应该积极的跟他们去交谈。
But,
但是。
Let's never forget that Paul's first of all.
但是我们不要忘了保罗说第一那一件事情。
His above all things pray.
他说在一切事情之上为他们祷告。
For as we pray for our political authorities, we're reminded that they, like us, are under God's sovereign rule.
我们知道呢，原来这些的政客和我们一样呢，是在神他的主权的下面。
And that God will and does use them to bring about.His purposes.
那上帝也可以使用他们呢，去成就上帝喜悦的事情。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the freedom we have to meet in this place.
天父，我们谢谢你在我们中间给我们自由敬拜的方式。
Thank you even that we have police to protect us and escort us.
我们感谢天父，甚至我们当中有这些的警察来帮助协助我们。
We have amazing freedoms of Canada. Pray that we'd be good stewards of those freedoms.
我们要知道了，我们要成为上帝手中你自己的工人。
We thank you that we can engage with the political authorities.
主啊，我们知道我们可以参与在政治这个议题当中。
We thank you that we have opportunity to make submissions to bring our arguments to them to be heard.
主啊，我们也在他们的面前，我们把我们自己的一些所思所想能够呈到他们的面前。
Please continue to remind us to pray for them.
主啊，求你处处地提醒我们，为到这些在上位的祷告。
To pray for the families and their staff.
也为到他们的家庭，为到他们的职员来祷告。
May we be an encouragement to them and a blessing to them.
我们就成为他们在生命里面的祝福。
And we thank you for the gospel, for the good news of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣，我们也谢谢你在我们中间展示的福音的好处。
May we be faithful witness to your coming kingdom.
让我们也成为一个对得起你的这样的一个基督徒。
To our friends and family, to our neighbors, and to our political authorities.
对于我们这些的邻舍，对于我们自己的亲戚，甚至对于那些在上位的人。
We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus.
我们是奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.